Sawate de Skippily, and welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's. I'm going to be shifting gears a little bit in talking about understanding the first declension in cases. So what we have in Latin is we have cases and declensions, which correlate with nouns. So basically, firstly, it means the process of joining, well, in the concept of declension, a case ending onto a noun base. And then secondly, declension also means a term used in reference to one of the five categories of nouns distinguished by the sound ending in the noun base, A, O, or U, a consonant, or I, long U, long E. Okay, so first, let's look at the three basic characteristics of every Latin noun. First, we have case. Secondly, we have number. Thirdly, we have gender. First, case. This is how the noun functions in a sentence. That is it a subject, the direct object, the object of a preposition, or any of many other uses, rather. Secondly, number, singular or plural, that's all it means. And thirdly, gender, referring to masculine, feminine, and or neuter, or neuter. Every noun in Latin will have one case, one number, and one gender, and only one of each of these qualities can't be more than one. In other words, a noun in a sentence cannot be both singular and plural or masculine and feminine. Makes sense? Hopefully, because that's all I have to say about that. So let's go ahead and look at a basic sentence structure as it applies to Latin grammar. And let's look with this useful but rather stupid sounding example sentence that I created here real quickly. So listen closely as I hydrate real quickly. The grandmother of my girlfriend gave her daughter a coin from her purse, Your Majesty. Grandmother here, the grandmother is the subject of the sentence. Of my girl shows possession. Gave here is a verb. It's in the past tense. It's the past tense of give. Her daughter, which could also be expressed as to her daughter, is the indirect object. A coin is the direct object. From her purse is a prepositional phrase consisting of from plus its object, purse. And finally, Your Majesty, which is a direct address. In Latin, these functions are not represented as they are in English by where these words are placed in the sentence, but by the form that they take called their case. So like I said, in English, we rely on word order, but for instance, in Latin, we don't. For instance, the subject will be nominative, so the word grandmother would be in the nominative if this were to be a Latin sentence. The next phrase of my girlfriend, which shows possession, would be in the genitive case. We'll skip the verb gave since we're looking at cases and verbs don't take cases. The next noun, her daughter or to her daughter. The indirect object would be in the dative case if this were Latin. A coin, the direct object, would be in the accusative case. Purse, the object of a preposition, would be in the ablative case. And Your Majesty, the person being directly addressed, would be in the vocative case. Now let's look at each of these cases individually. First, how they function, and then how they're formed in Latin. So firstly, the nominative case is the primary function, its primary function is to indicate which noun or nouns serve as the subject of the sentence. The subject of the sentence is the noun or nouns which perform the action of the verb. You guys know this, but I got to go over it because not a lot of people actually do, oddly enough. A sentence can have more than one subject. For instance, Caesar and his army attacked Gaul. In this case, Caesar and his army are both the subject of the sentence. Furthermore, the genitive case, the primary function of the genitive case here is to show possession. Basically, the one noun is owned or in possession of another noun. For instance, the man's house, the man taking mark as house. The possessive man's would be in the genitive case in Latin. This would also be expressed as the house of the man. Note, though, English has two ways of expressing possession. You have either of in front of the noun or a taking mark s either outside the s or inside the s, depending on if it's singular or plural. Inside the s is used to express the singular possessive in English, and on the outside is used to express plural possession, as if I were to say the student's assignments, aka more than one student's assignments that I was collecting, all of which were owned and possessed by the students at some point before they gave it to me to be graded. The dative case. The primary function of the dative case is to indicate which noun or nouns are the indirect object of the sentence, that is, who or what benefits from the action of the verb. To have the dative at all in the sentence requires a special type of verb, one whose meaning includes the possibility of benefits, such as buy, build, tell, lend, sell, show, give. I think that's it. There might be a few others. It's okay. As in, buy me a diamond, build me a castle, tell me that you love me, lend me a fortune, sell me the space to show you the love I can give you. I don't know. I gave this to you, I did this favor for you, or a word can be put in a special place in the sentence between the verb and the direct object, such as I gave you this, I did you a favor. Note, English has more than one to. There is a dative to, I sold a house to you, and also a directional to, I went to your house, aka to or towards. And of course, these twos are different from the two, T-O-O, which is spelled with two O's, meaning also. And also, these of three are different from that, the two, the T-W-O, that means an amount, one plus one. And there's another two, which indicates that a verb is an infinite form, like to walk, to love, to speak. So consider this sentence real quickly. I said to him to go to two other stores, too. I think we can all agree that English has way too many too many twos. Way too many twos. How about that? Accusative case. The primary function of the accusative case is to indicate which noun serves or serve as the direct object of the sentence. The direct object receives the action of the verb. The accusative case is also used to indicate the object of a certain preposition, like ad or inter. Ad meaning to or towards, inter meaning between. We'll learn more about these prepositions later on. But there we go. Here's some directional objects receiving the action of the verb. Examples in the accusative case. The boy drove the chariot. What did the boy drive? The chariot. Chariot receives the action of the verb drive and direct object of, and therefore is the direct object of the sentence. Another one. The Roman army attacked Gaul. What did the Roman army attack? Gaul. Gaul receives the action of the verb attack. There you go. Direct object. Skip it a bop. Note there can be two or more direct objects in a sentence. Often when the sentence contains multiple verbs, such as you will have no problem with English grammar if you study Latin. See here, there are two objects of the sentence. First is problem, the second, the object of you will have, and the second is Latin, the object of study. The second verb of this sentence, the one inside the if clause, things that we'll get into as we talk about subjunctive at a later time. Finally, getting into the ablative. The primary function of the ablative case, at least for now, is to indicate which noun or nouns serve as the object of certain prepositions. By prepositions, we mean words like by, with, from. By the use of ablative in Latin is far more pervasive than that, but by the use, rather, in Latin, it's much more pervasive. It is in many ways the catch-all case. It shows means, the instrument with which something was done, manner, the way in which something was done, time in which something was done, separation of the two things that are apart from each other, all these and many others that I will mention at a later time. Wheelock, though, which is where I derive a lot of my lesson planning for this podcast, is right to call the ablative case adverbial, in as much as it usually specifies how much or how something happens, for instance, with speed or in good time or by you. Or with the pen, or whatever. We'll spend several lessons later on explaining all the terms and the different uses of the ablative. But until then, we'll use the ablative only to serve as the objects of certain prepositions. And then finally, we have the vocative, which is used to show direct address. Direct address, in other words, is a noun that is being called or directly spoken to, such as Marcus, exclamation mark, Julius, Brutus, oh, great, Jupiter. You know, they're kind of exclamations. They can be apostrophes sometimes, all that stuff. It has only one use, and its form is almost always identical to the nominative, which is really nice. And because nominatives and vocatives are almost always the same, rarely is the vocative listed in declensional systems, so that's why I'm not really going to get into it so much. It just makes for one less thing to memorize at the end of the day. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Just wanted to talk about some cases real quickly, get in that Latin mode. And if you learned something new, and if you learned as to why Latin uses cases and why English relies solely on word order, then I'd love some support. Stay tuned for more episodes. And, well, go to Latin and Layman's, tap, L-A-T-I-N-I-N-L-Y-L-A-Y-M-A-N, Tiggy Marquez. At Apple Podcasts, give me some love, some support, all that good stuff, as well as Spotify. So if you haven't, or if you are ever so inclined to, I would love it. I would appreciate it. Thank you guys again. Tempus est discedere.